come to take advantage of that. There is a bridal shower for Samantha Rogers here on Saturday, November 21st. That is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and she's registered at Heartstrings and Amazon. There will be a Thanksgiving Eve service on November 25th at 7 p.m. So if you'd like to join us and participate in service by sharing music and reading, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. And then the offering at the Thanksgiving service will go to Shirley Peterman to help defray her costs for medical treatments. Meals on Wheels is from November 30th to December 4th. So it's pretty easy. All it entails is picking up the meals from the hospital and distributing them. I helped Pastor Jim out with that this past week, and it's pretty simple, so don't be afraid. If you'd like to serve the community, that's a great way to do it, and there's a sign-up sheet for that as well in the foyer. We are looking for a 2021 church verse, so if you'd like to submit an option for the church verse, you can put it in the elders box in the foyer. And then Power for Living, at the annual meeting we voted that we will be ordering that on an individual basis, so if you would like the Power for Living pamphlet, you can sign up for that in the foyer as well. Moving forward, this afternoon, or this morning after Sunday school, we'll be having a CE board meeting about caroling. You're welcome to join in on that discussion. And then youth group is tonight, and then you'll notice that there's no Club Rock this Wednesday or November 25th. So this week we're canceling just to kind of limit exposure to COVID, and then the following week is the day before Thanksgiving and there's no school. So we will hopefully be starting back up December 2nd. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. So the call to worship this morning is Galatians 2, 19 through 20. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
My wife and I have been traveling, so I'm going to wear a mask today. But masks and hearing aids, then put sunglasses and a hat? Let me tell you, it's a full-time job. Okay, good to see everybody this morning. We're going to sing number 511, Now I Belong to Jesus. Let's stand together and sing, shall we? Wasn't ready. I was taking another breath. Okay, here we go. 511. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Once I was lost in sin's degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation, lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Thank you for singing. Take this opportunity to wave at somebody.
Good morning again. This is our time for praises and prayer requests. And I have a number to update you on or to share with you. So if you like to keep updated on these, you may want to get your sheet out. We're definitely leaning heavy this side today, aren't we? All right. First of all, if you look under the others with health needs, about halfway down there on the left side, you see Donna Peterson. She is home now as of last Friday, and she's still dealing with the recovery from that partial hip replacement, but I think she's doing pretty well. Okay. And it's her birthday. So if you're watching, Donna, happy birthday from all of us. We hope that you are doing well. We're glad you're home. You go down to the bottom section, a few down from the top, you see Lauren, and Mark says she is home, and she is growing and doing well, so that's a praise that she is out of the NICU and continue to pray for Lauren. And then you skip down a couple. Andrew Elliott had his surgery last Wednesday to repair his torn meniscus, and that's the surgery went well. So pray for Andrew and his recovery and that he doesn't do anything he shouldn't do, and that he will have a complete recovery from that. Underneath there, you see we need to pray for Jerry's dad after a stroke and a seizure. Any updates on?
He's in nursing home, getting some rehab. He's got a long way to go.
Okay. All right. All right. In the nursing home, doing rehab, but continue to pray for Harlan. Continue to pray for Diane Welch's father in the hospital with COVID, Nancy Major and her family with the passing of her mom. And then at the bottom there, you see Gary Dearborn. He is in Minneapolis, and they have surgery scheduled for tomorrow. And sounds pretty complicated, kind of a delicate surgery, it sounds like. They're going to be actually, maybe you should speak to this, Jim. Okay. So pray for Gary and the surgery tomorrow and the surgeons as they operate. And then Kay Fawcett is scheduled to have a double mastectomy on Tuesday. So pray for that. The praise is they do not think the cancer has spread. So that's a good thing. And hopefully that does prove to be the case. But pray for that surgery on Tuesday. And then also continue to pray for Terry Augsburger. He is home, but he's still on oxygen. Has to have some IV treatments, so continue to pray for Terry. Do we have other prayer requests this morning or praises? No? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to come together to worship you as a body. We thank you that there are those who can be part of our service online, even if they're not here in person this morning. We pray that the technology would work well and that every part of our service can be streamed live and without difficulty. Thank you for the opportunity to do that. We thank you for the praises that we've shared this morning. We thank you that Donna is home, and we pray that you continue to be with her healing and her adjustment to having had that partial hip replacement. We thank you that Lauren is home as well and out of the NICU, and pray that she would just continue to grow stronger and be healthy. Thank you to Andrew's surgery went well on Wednesday, and we pray for his recovery. We pray that he will rest as he's supposed to and do the therapy that he needs to, and that everything would heal well and without complication for him. We do pray that you would be with the number of health needs that we have talked about and that we have on our list. We pray that you continue to be with Jerry's dad and be with his rehab, and we just pray for healing for him and strength and patience. We pray that you would be with Diane's father in the hospital, be with Terry as he's at home but still on oxygen, and pray for those IV treatments, and pray that he can get his strength back and be feeling better soon. We pray that you would be with others that are affected by COVID, whether they have been tested positive for it, or maybe they're quarantined because they've been around someone who has, or maybe they just are taking precautions to try to avoid getting it. We just pray that you would be with everyone that's impacted by this personally, or extended family, or even those who maybe their jobs have been impacted by it. And we pray for patience and perseverance through this. We do pray that you would be with Gary Dearborn. We pray for the surgery that's scheduled for tomorrow. We thank that he was able to get to Minneapolis, and that the doctors there think that there is a successful surgery that can be done and to repair the issue there. We just pray that you would guide them as they perform that surgery tomorrow, as they replace that stent and work with the aorta. We know that can be a pretty delicate thing, and so we just pray that you'd guide their hands as they perform that surgery. We pray that you'd be with Gary and give him peace as he awaits it and as he goes through it. We pray that you'd be with Kay and the surgery that she has scheduled for Tuesday. We thank you that the doctors think that the cancer is contained and has not spread, and we pray that that will prove to be the case. We pray that you would be with that surgery as well. Pray for a successful surgery and for healing, and we just pray for strength and encouragement for Kay during this time. We lift up the persons to you this month, as they are our missionaries of the month. We thank you for their faithful service to you in the Philippines. We pray for protection for them, health for them, encouragement in their work. We pray for their financial needs. We pray that you would just give them many opportunities to continue to be a witness for you there in the Philippines. We thank you for the country that we live in. We thank you for the freedoms that we have here. We do pray that you would continue to be with the men and women that serve our country in the armed forces. We pray for safety and protection for them, and a special measure of encouragement for those who are separated from their families during this time of the year as we approach Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And it can be a frustrating time, I'm sure, to be apart from your loved ones. We pray as well for the men and women who serve our country as elected officials, and we pray for wisdom and guidance for them. We pray that they would desire your wisdom and direction and discernment, and that they would desire to make decisions that are truly in the best interest of our country and not necessarily just what they think is best for their constituency or their party. We pray that you would just continue to give us, as citizens of this world as well as citizens of heaven, that you would give us guidance in knowing how to interact with others, especially during this time when the issue of the election and politics in general is so contentious and so easy for tempers to flare and things to be said that are not kind, that are not edifying, that are not honoring to you. We pray that we would be careful of the things that we say, and that we would be a light, that we'd be a witness for you in our interactions with others. We thank you for the privilege of worshiping together. We thank you for the building that we have here, the various ministries of our church. We pray that you would continue to be with each one of them. Thank you that Pastor Derek is feeling better and that he's back, and I pray that you'd be with him as he leads youth group tonight. We pray that Club Rock will be able to resume after Thanksgiving, and we thank you for that opportunity. We pray that you'd be with the preparations for the Sunday School Christmas program, and that you would be with those that are working with that. Thank you for your provision for the financial needs of our church, and we pray that we would continue to be good stewards of what you have entrusted us with. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for forgiveness for our sins, for the hope of eternal life, for the privilege of being called your children. And we pray that we would be mindful each day as we go about our activities, that we would live our lives in a manner worthy of the gospel. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
This morning is a beautiful day. The sun's shining, a little chilly, but we get to come to the Lord's house and worship him and to love him. And I just want to thank everybody for coming this morning and all the virtual people. We miss you, but just come sing with us this morning from home and here. Please stand. Let's sing and worship the Lord Jesus.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
Go ahead and be seated. We're going to sing Forever Rain, and it's just such a beautiful song of how the Lord loves. So just join in your hearts with us as we sing this morning.
Display for all time. as we have reminded ourselves through song that there is no other name that we can be saved, that Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. Father, as we spend time worshiping you through song, through prayer, and now through looking into your word, open our hearts and our minds. We've sung that as well, that open our eyes that we may see exactly what your Spirit would have us to apply to our lives. Thank you for your presence here in our midst. Help us to be mindful and sensitive to him today. In Jesus' name, amen.